Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Clark, CEO, Sean Clayton, CFO of Destiny Pharma. DEST is the ticker. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thanks a lot for inviting us on.
Excellent stuff. Now, you've announced a fundraising to raise up to £7 million a day. We'll get into that, what it'll be used for, the market potential. Before we do, Neil, for people maybe not familiar with Destiny Pharma, can you explain what it's all about, please?
Yeah, we're a biotech company based down in the south of England, developing drugs and treatments to prevent infections. And as we've all learned through the coronavirus pandemic, the grisly truth is that prevention is better than cure. So we have been focused for over a decade now on developing drugs that stop infections and stop them developing, clear benefits to patients and clear benefits to the cost of management of those patients to hospitals and governments, where, of course, the cost of healthcare is a global issue. So really well positioned to prevent infections, help patients recover more quickly, and reduced costs to hospitals. So great opportunities, billion-dollar markets, and we're at late stage. So we have assets that are heading towards phase threes, which are the final stages of clinical development. So we're not early stage research, we're late stage clinical development company.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, let's talk about this fundraise. £7 million, what will it be used for, Neil?
Well, let Sean talk about that, if that's okay.
Of course, yeah. No, thanks, Neil. Yeah, so I mean, the reason for the fundraise is twofold. One is to strengthen our balance sheet, and also, I guess more importantly, is to continue to progress our two lead programs, which are heading towards phase three clinical studies, being the last phase of development prior to commercialization. So very important that we continue to progress those programs. And it was felt that we needed to raise those funds now, despite, everyone's aware of very difficult market conditions, because as we progress our partnering discussions, which we'll come on to talk to as well, it's very important that we are well-funded in order to keep momentum in those programs.
Yeah, yeah. And so why now? Because it's a difficult market for everyone. Why particularly now are you raising money?
Well, yeah, you're right. It is difficult. And I think, from that, first of all, to say, you know, very, very pleased with getting this funding away. And we've had great support for our story from both existing and also new investors, which I think is testament to the strength of our story, despite, as you mentioned, very difficult general market environment and also sector environment. And everyone's aware of the terrible events in Ukraine, as well as about inflation and interest rates. As a biotech, we need to continue to advance our programs. And it was felt on balance that we should do that now. And as I say, we've had great support from existing and also new investors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Neil, if you could, you touched on it at the top there, but just tell us about the market potential and hopefully some timeframes if possible.
Yeah, so we have two assets, two different technologies. So there's risk diversification in our portfolio, one of which, M3, is to prevent a nasty gut infection or the recurrence of that gut infection caused by Clostridioides difficile, a bacteria. That is moving towards phase three. We're completing scale-up manufacturing, developing, finalising clinical designs, and also very active on the partnering front, which obviously is a key news flow event that we're expecting in hopefully in 2022. Partnering our assets for phase threes is a key aim of the company. And then our second asset, XS73, is a nasal gel to kill a bacteria in the nose of patients who are undergoing operations to stop the bacteria jumping from the nose into the wound and causing a post-surgical infection. You know, people may recall outbreaks of MRSA. It's still a major threat in hospitals across the world. So both targeted at hospitals, both targeted at reducing infections, both late stage, and both targeting markets which are somewhere between, you know, half a billion and a billion in terms of peak sales. So the actual markets themselves are multi-billion, and we're thinking that we can penetrate the markets and, again, not capture 100% of any market, but definitely find a very significant position and really have products that are widely used across the world and generating millions of dollars of sales. And of course, we will have a carried interest in that success. But that success will only come after the phase three studies, which in both cases can start in 2023, if not before, with M3, and will finish then in sort of 25-26. So still a couple of years to go, but these are late stage assets. This is the nature of drug development. We really are at the end game and have a fantastic diversified portfolio, very novel assets, clear clinical need, and as we keep saying, great commercial opportunities.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, you're probably aware on the front page of Vox Markets there are 10 companies that are most followed currently. Of course, that changes all the time, but to get on that list, if you could, Neil, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Destiny Pharma to their watch list, please.
Well, after the funding, we've got the funding now to deliver some key inflection points, including partnering and clarifying the regulatory strategy on phase three. So key inflection points in 2022 coming, large market opportunities, and diversification in our pipeline. As we know, drug development is one of the riskiest sectors, but we've diversified to reduce that risk. So inflection points, diversification, and large market opportunities.
Marvellous stuff. Neil, Sean, good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Justin. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Justin. Cheers. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.